Real estate is a thriving industry in Uganda, offering lucrative opportunities for both buyers and sellers. Real estate agents play a pivotal role in facilitating transactions, helping clients find their dream homes or investment properties. However, within this seemingly robust industry, a disturbing trend has emerged: some agents cheating their fellow agents out of their hard-earned commissions. In this blog, we'll explore the unethical practices that have tarnished the reputation of real estate agents in Uganda and the consequences of such actions. The commission structure. In Uganda, real estate agents typically earn their income through commissions and search fees. When they successfully broker a deal between a buyer and a seller, they are entitled to a percentage of the total transaction value as their commission. The exact percentage varies from one agency to another but is usually agreed upon in advance between the agent and the buyer. The prevalence of cheating. Despite the clear commission structure, there have been numerous reports of agents resorting to unethical practices to cheat their peers out of their rightful earnings. Some common tactics include: 1. Non-disclosure. Agents sometimes engage in non-disclosure practices, where they deliberately conceal vital information regarding the progress of a joint transaction from their fellow agents. This calculated secrecy provides them with an unfair advantage in securing the deal independently, effectively depriving the rightful agent of their rightful commission. 2. Double dealing. In this scheme, a dishonest agent might represent both the buyer and the seller without the knowledge of the agent who bluffed the buyer or the seller. This allows them to collect the full commission without sharing it with another agent who could have represented one of the parties. 3. Delayed payments. Some agents may promise to pay their peers a commission but delay the payment indefinitely by claiming that they had personal issues when they received the commission payment, hoping to wear down the other agent and make them give up on their rightful earnings. 4. False documentation. Some unethical agents may engage in the manipulation of official documents or intentionally misrepresent transaction specifics in an attempt to diminish the commission rightfully owed to their fellow agents. 5. Fake subagents. Agents may resort to even more deceptive tactics by fabricating non-existent subagents to secure a larger share of the commission pie. This practice involves concocting phantom colleagues to justify a higher commission split, essentially robbing their legitimate peers of their hard-earned earnings. Consequences of these actions. The consequences of agents cheating other agents of their commissions go beyond financial loss. It erodes trust within the real estate community and damages the reputation of the industry as a whole. Some of the repercussions include: 1. Loss of trust, Agents who fall victim to cheating lose trust in their colleagues and the industry as a whole. This can lead to a toxic work environment and hinder the growth of ethical professionals. 2. Financial hardship. When agents don't receive their rightful commissions, they may struggle financially, impacting their ability to provide for themselves and their families. 3. Stifling growth. Unethical practices can deter new talent from entering the real estate field, reducing the overall growth and development of the industry. 4. Legal consequences. Cheating agents can face legal actions for their fraudulent activities, which can further damage their reputation and lead to financial penalties. Combating cheating in real estate. To combat the issue of agents cheating other agents of their commissions in Uganda's real estate sector, it's essential to take proactive measures. 1. Educate agents. Real estate agencies should provide comprehensive training to their agents, emphasizing ethical conduct and the importance of integrity. 2. Promote transparency. Agencies should implement clear commission structures and enforce strict guidelines on disclosing conflicts of interest. 3. Strengthen industry associations. Real estate industry associations like Area Uganda can play a crucial role in monitoring and regulating the behavior of agents, ensuring that ethical standards are upheld. 4. Reporting mechanisms. Create robust reporting systems, including options for anonymity, as well as platforms for reviews and ratings or blacklisting, thereby allowing agents to expose unethical conduct without apprehension of reprisals. 5. Legal recourse. Agents who have been cheated should be aware of their legal rights and avenues for pursuing compensation. Conclusion. While the real estate industry in Uganda offers immense opportunities, the presence of agents cheating their peers of their commissions casts a dark shadow over the profession. To maintain the industry's integrity and reputation, it's crucial for real estate agencies, industry associations, and individual agents to take a stand against unethical practices. By promoting transparency, education, and accountability, Uganda's real estate sector can work towards eliminating this detrimental behavior and ensuring a fair and prosperous future for all agents.